Good morning, and welcome to the Justice Report Weekend Review for June 2nd to 8th, 2024. This week, we'll be taking a look at a new nationalist group in America seeking to make a difference for white Americans in a time of unprecedented political turmoil. Then we'll zoom in on crime, what some cities are doing to stop it, and other stories that made this week's top headlines. But first, we're heading to neoliberal Greece, where the government has once again condemned the leader of a popular opposition party despite growing concerns for his health.
The founder of Greece's far-right Golden Dawn party, Nikos Mikhailiakos, has been ordered back to prison after an appeals court controversially overturned a decision to release him on parole. Mikhailiakos was released last month after a panel of judges approved his request, taking into account the time he had already served and his health condition. Authorities report that Mikhailiakos, who was recently hospitalized for a short period, has been residing at his home in Athens since Wednesday. On Monday, the Judicial Council of the Court of Appeals decided that Mikhailiakos, who was granted early release on May 2nd, was unrepentant and should not have his sentence shortened. The 66-year-old was sentenced to 13 and a half years in prison in 2020 for heading a, quote, criminal organization, alongside dozens of Golden Dawn members. During the five-year trial started in 2015, Golden Dawn members were accused of assaulting immigrant fishermen and communist trade unionists, being involved in the disappearance of over 100 migrants, and committing the 2013 murders of anti-fascist rapper Pavlos Fesis and Pakistani migrant Shehzad Lukman. Prior to the trial, Golden Dawn was the third largest political party in Greece, constantly polling between 6-8% in the polls and winning 18 seats in the September 2015 parliamentary elections. Similar lawfare has been used on other right-wing European nationalist parties. The People's Party, Our Slovakia, LSNS, was Slovakia's fourth largest party, winning 7.97% of the vote in the 2020 parliamentary elections. Its leader, Marian Kotleba, was sentenced to 4 years and 4 months in jail in 2020 for, quote, spreading hate by distributing checks to poor families for €1,488. This sentence was later overturned in 2022 and reduced to a six-month suspended sentence. However, the damage was already done, part of the party split to form Republika, and Slovakia's Prosecutor General did not attempt to dissolve LSNS in 2022 because it was not a serious threat to democracy.
In the United States, nationalists, right-wingers, and those who dissent against the status quo have several different groups to choose from. But one new organization, NATCO, hopes to use its years of experience to build bridges, collectivize, and advocate for all white people in a turbulent modern day. Up next, the Justice Report's exclusive interview with the executive board of the Nationalist Coalition.
This is the audio edition of the Justice Report's exclusive article, first published on June 3, 2024. Today's story. In a discordant America, nationalists unite to tackle white civil rights. In an age where the vast majority of Americans believe the current political system is broken beyond repair, a new nationalist group has emerged to rally a marginalized white community under a new banner. Meet the Nationalist Coalition, a network of like-minded pro-white advocates, which bills itself as a national community of pro-white families, activists, organizers, artists, employers, and professionals. While there already exist a myriad of pro-white groups in the dissident community, the Nationalist Coalition, or NATCO for short, seeks to stand out in its mission to peacefully build a nation within a nation to foster the integrity, posterity, and security of America's waning white majority.
We have a whole country of untapped talent who want to stand up and contribute to the pro-white movement,
said Carson Ford Brooks in a request for comment by the Justice Report.
There have been a lot of organizations out there that have brought people together into the real world, into communities built on activism, camaraderie. This is absolutely worthwhile, but there's been a relatively hard ceiling on the size and impact of real-world groups since Charlottesville, right?
A longtime street activist and veteran organizer for the now-defunct National Justice Party, Brooks, who previously worked under the pseudonym Carson Kilgray, is now part of a three-man executive board that has gone public with its identity to formalize NATCO as a nonprofit and give it the legitimacy it needs to grow.
It's time to sober up and recognize that we need to do something different. Most of the victories we've had as a movement have been through penetrating the narrative and normalizing our ideas, which has never been easier, particularly since October 7th. So we have a real opportunity here, right now.
Brooks is joined alongside a cadre of pro-white activists, organizers, and other professionals who cut their teeth in the NJP. Under the red and black banners of that organization, now members of NATCO fought hard to raise awareness of issues like wanton black crime, Zionism in government, the effects of uncontrolled immigration, and the creeping effects of far-left extremism now embedded within nearly all of our once great institutions. While the NJP's largest failings are often described as personality-driven, the success it had in motivating white men and women to action was always believed to be due to its regional organizers and volunteers. It's this success that NATCO hopes to rekindle, and with it, capitalize on the momentum in a world where the stakes have never been higher.
This country is clearly in an infrastructural freefall. It's clear that living conditions are going to get a lot worse, and the time to organize into explicitly pro-white communities is right now. We're not here to tell you what the solution to our situation is. We're not here to claim that we will take power and implement a nationalist government. We're here to rally the serious people out there that may one day accomplish that or something like it. We are here to consolidate the resources and capabilities of pro-white projects toward a shared, holistic purpose in the service of white America, not any one organization. Because whatever the solution is, we simply need more people, more resources to achieve it. That is the aim of the coalition, to provide support, to provide frameworks to regions for organizing people, developing communities, for building these new institutions to replace the ones that hate us. I really truly believe that collaborative effort is the only way we can do this. I really believe that the future of nationalist organizing in this country has to be built on white unity.
The work of our broader movement of collectivizing and restoring some semblance of dignity and worth to our people can't just be abandoned because one organizational vehicle breaks down. We still have work to do, said executive board member Reinhardt Gregory Arthurson, NATCO's bearded firebrand, also in a request for comment by the Justice Report. Our message is ultimately one of solidarity, of love, and of self-respect, all of which are denied to white Americans under the current system, he continued. During a speech at NATCO's inaugural meeting in North Carolina last month, Arthurson further highlighted the mainstreaming of pro-white ideals internationally and the fertile ground that now exists in nearly every state of the Union. Though the fight we find ourselves in is not of our own creation, it is one that has been passed into our care not only through our organizational predecessor, but through generations of our embattled forebears, he said during his time at the podium. Yes, these are times of great struggle for our people, but these are times of even greater possibility. Never in recent memory have our ideals been so widely embraced in the mainstream. The precepts we espouse and the values we hold dear are ripening in the hearts of our people more and more every day. Now is not the time to relent. Now is not the time to yield. The iron is white hot. Now is the time to strike, and that is what the Nationalist Coalition will do, he said, earning raucous applause. Nathan Barker, the third member of NATCO's executive board, recognized that the power of pro-white organizing lies solely in its members and volunteers. In a speech, Barker also took aim at anti-white subversives who hold positions of power in America, believing their own actions will inadvertently funnel white people into NATCO's rank and file. One thing that I can speak to with absolute certainty is the steadfast dedication of the team we've assembled, dedication to our worldview, our principles, and ultimately, dedication to you, he said. Our network spans the country and is made up of many familiar faces, as well as some new ones. We're eager to get started, and with lessons learned and wisdom gained, we aim to employ tried and true methods. Awareness of Jewish power is reaching new highs. White Americans are intuitively recognizing their status as second-class citizens, farmed as a tax base for an empire that hates them. They see the racial double standards, the anti-white bias, the homosexual agenda, the peddling of drugs and pornography, and so on, he said. The claims could not be easily refuted. According to the latest survey conducted by the Anti-Defamation League, 24% of Americans now said to hold explicitly anti-Semitic beliefs, up from 20% in 2022. The study further alleged that younger Americans were more likely to endorse so-called anti-Jewish tropes, and a whopping third of all Americans now believe Israeli operatives are manipulating U.S. policy on a national level. Additionally, support for so-called LGBTQ+ rights has seen a decline for the first time in decades, while roughly two-thirds of Americans now fear violence stemming from the upcoming contentious 2024 presidential elections. They've lived through the same past 6 years as us, seen the same things we have, and now they're coming to the same conclusions, he continued. According to a list of core principles maintained on NATCO's website, a secure border, an end to foreign wars, strict anti-corruption laws, and pro-family policies are some of the group's fundamental pillars. The group's leaders assert that these policies are not only popular, but necessary for a healthy white society. Make no mistake, this is not a resurrection of tired and discordant political posturing. This is the crowning of a new life for our movement, said Arthurson to the Justice Report. This is the moment of genesis in a great white revolution, which has been gestating for lifetimes, beyond time. Arthurson and Brooks say the Nationalist Coalition is growing, recruiting, and hoping to network with like-minded individuals and other organizations that might share its mission of helping white Americans and securing their best interests.
If we're not growing, we are dying. If we want to build communities, that will require people. If we want to take action, that will require money. If we want to take effective action, that requires effective and motivated people. And we just need more of all of the above.
As a race, we no longer have the luxury of kicking the can or fence-sitting. Action must be taken, said Arthurson. I challenge the fence-sitters out there to take action and get vetted. You're already a member of this community. You're already born into this fight. Will you watch the men and women of action from the sidelines, or will you become one? NATCO organizers would like all potential participants to visit their website and submit a vetting request via email.
Did you know that roughly 200,000 Americans are classified as porn addicts? A recent decision by the aspirationally Jewish tech billionaire Elon Musk may not only feed that addiction, but drive the numbers higher. More on X/Twitter next.
Despite the accounts of many influential users still suspended from Elon Musk's free speech platform of X, formerly Twitter, a new update now formally allows pornography on the site. The decision to formally allow its users to post pornographic material was recently unveiled in an update to the Rules and Policies section of X's Help Center. The update states that users should be able to, quote, create, distribute, and consume material related to sexual themes, as long as it is consensually produced and distributed. While users have long been able to post porn and other sexually explicit material to the platform, the new policy seeks to, quote, bring more clarity in the way their safety team handles rule enforcement. The update to X's adult policy was said to have drawn criticism from many influential users, with some likening it to the human trafficking-linked porn app, OnlyFans. I hate to say it, but he's kind of ruined this platform. He's turning it into OnlyFans. It's even called X. The paid features were the end, said Cassandra McDonald. X Twitter further clarified that users were not allowed to put pornographic images in their profile pictures or banners, adding that the material could only be viewed behind explicit content warnings. Sexual expression, whether visual or written, can be a legitimate form of artistic expression, the policy states. We believe in the autonomy of adults to engage with and create content that reflects their own beliefs, desires, and experiences, including those related to sexuality. While pornography and other deviant material are now fostered on X Twitter, many influential users remained locked out of the so-called free speech platform, specifically because of their speech. Jared Taylor of American Renaissance remains suspended from Elon Musk's X, with many suspecting the ban stems from his pro-white political speech and racial advocacy. Dr. Kevin McDonald of the Occidental Observer also remains gatekept from X Twitter. McDonald is a pro-white academic whose groundbreaking research has paved the way in dissecting the role of Jewish power in modern society. Additionally, the UK-based nationalist group Patriotic Alternative and its leaders, Mark Collett and Laura Towler, all remain locked out of the platform despite a history of non-violent posts. Elon Musk and his ex-Twitter platform regularly make headlines over seemingly frenetic and confusing business decisions that sometimes please or anger users across the world. In May, X/Twitter was deemed America's political ghetto, after studies revealed it may be acting as a convenient silo for the country's more radicalized, anti-Semitic citizens. Despite this, it was alleged that TikTok was a more influential platform, which may have led to its current divestment and censorship. In January, the aspirationally Jewish Elon Musk called for the unmasking of the nationalist organization, Patriot Front. The next day, he would head to Auschwitz alongside Ben Shapiro to attend an online anti-Semitism conference.
Up next, we're zooming in on immigration and a pair of executive orders from President Biden that appears to appease both sides of the southern border debate.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a pair of new executive orders to curb illegal border crossings. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has reportedly granted mass amnesty to hundreds of thousands of so-called asylum seekers already inside the United States. Since 2022, the federal government has closed more than 350,000 asylum cases filed by migrants deemed, quote, safe, i.e., without a criminal record. This creates a legal gray area in which migrants are not granted or denied asylum, but are removed from the system, and checking in with authorities is no longer mandatory. Migrants whose claims are canceled in this manner are then allowed to indefinitely roam the U.S. as if they were citizens. While amnesty has been provided to scores of so-called legal migrants, Biden appears to also be taking action on illegals. On Tuesday, Biden's executive order temporarily suspended the processing of most asylum claims for those said to have entered the country unlawfully. Under this order, migrants who cross the border illegally would not be eligible for asylum and would be subject to expedited removal. The new rule also mandates that migrants must fear, quote, prosecution or torture in their native country, or country of removal. The restrictions remain in place 14 days after the 7-day average of illegal crossings drops below 1,500, and will go back into effect once the number reaches 2,500. Since the Biden administration took power in 2021, more than 7 million migrants have entered the United States, bringing with them a slew of violent crimes, a worsening housing crisis, and rapidly shifting racial demographics. In the United States, 33% of all Hispanics and 45% of Hispanic adults are foreign-born, and therefore already hold or are eligible for citizenship of another country. In the state of Texas, Hispanics and blacks are responsible for 71% of all rapes and 58% of all other sexual violence, 76% of all murders, and 72% of all aggravated assaults. Simply enforcing immigration law and refusing to renew visas or green cards would see up to 5.2 million people depart Texas and increase the white Texan population from 39% to 47% of the state's overall population, all without stripping a single person of their American citizenship. In the headlines, migrants, illegal immigrants, and other non-white people entering the United States have so far created a laundry list of issues. In August, it was revealed that migrants could qualify for a career in Illinois law enforcement, thanks to laws passed by Jewish Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. In New York, many long-term hotels moved to quickly evict their long-stay tenants in order to convert their businesses into lucrative migrant housing centers. In May, migrant fears only worsened after the Biden administration unveiled a potential plan to bring about a, quote, permanent safe haven for thousands of Palestinians displaced during the ongoing Israeli war on Gaza.
This concludes the free version of the Justice Report Weekend Review. Thank you for listening. To gain access to the full version of this recording, please consider becoming a paid subscriber to the Justice Report's website, Substack, or Odyssey channel, and keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world. Independent journalism is often a difficult, time-consuming effort, and every interaction, share, and financial donation you make in support of our efforts here at the Justice Report helps keep the wheels spinning at a time when fact-based information is constantly under attack. With no corporate paymasters or political interest groups funding our operation, we rely solely on the support from readers and listeners like you. Thank you once again. We'll see you next week.